My name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am going to start on this commentary on this reading of day 20. The reading at the top of the page, it starts with a verse from Jonah chapter 2, verse 8, and it reads, "Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs." I circle worthless idols and realize that a worthless idol is any pursuit that is not God ordained. And definitely my eating, when I was not eating in a God-honoring way, that was definitely not God ordained. And I was clinging to a worthless idol. It was an idol in that when I should have been going to the Lord, I was running to the food. Someone said that, you know, like when normal people, when they had car problems, they would call the mechanic, you know. But for me, a compulsive overeater, when I had car problems, I ran to the refrigerator or I ran to the convenience store or whatever. And as I look back now, I see how senseless and crazy that was. And I can also see the evil that was behind that type of thinking. I had believed the lie for so long, that lie that overeating was the only way out, that it became automatic. I would sometimes go and run and eat and stuff and not even know how much I was eating. I've shared before how there were times when I really knew that I was binging because I would plan it out. You know, I would go to the grocery store and, there would be times when I would spend hours looking for the perfect whatever, you know, and be walking around the stores, and I would always like those stores where I could eat in the process. And sometimes I would eat anyway, whether they had a little deli or whatever when you came in. I would open the package and just eat stuff, you know, whatever. I would eat, and then I would be buying stuff, looking for something, believing that lie, because there would be a lot of lies propagated in the magazines that I used to read about, well, part of the reason that you overeat is that you don't satisfy yourself, and if you would allow yourself to just let go and have what you really want, then that craving would be gone. And what a lie, you know, how was that, you know, that was also propagated by the evil one. In fact, as I understand it now, it is like the image that I got last week, excuse me, the image that I got last week as I was writing in my journal was that, you know, the devil is never satisfied with just cracking the door open a little bit. I used to think that, oh, you know, it's okay, you know, just, I know it's not right, but it's just, you know, a little sin, you know. He's not satisfied with that, you know, that what he gives the impression that, yeah, it's all right, it's okay, I just want it cracked a little bit, not a big, but, just once I open that door a little bit, he just is all he needs in order to get the leverage to just break that door down completely. That's what he's trying to do. If you ever watch those police stories or whatever, when they come and they just surround the house and then they just, you know, get on that door and wham, they knock it down, you know, and they come in with full force. And that was what the evil one did through the food, you know. And so it definitely, it was a worthless idol. And the thing that's very sad is what the verse goes on to say. It says, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. God is such a wonderful, loving, magnificent God. He is. And his love, in his love, he has reserved blessings for me. And those blessings, the only requirement is that I follow the directions in order to know how to get it. And the devil, though, had me believing, you know, that that God was all about not having any fun, you know, that it was a horrible way to live. And I believed it, you know. I believed that if I really wanted to have some fun, then I had to check out away from God's way and do it my way. You know, even if I, you know, could do it, could sneak it a little bit. And that's what I used to think, that food, overeating was fun. And that was, again, another lie of the evil one. And forfeiting the grace is a very sad thing too. I remember one of my children was very rebellious even as a young child. And I used to say to them, I used to say, you know, I had heard this story about the monkey and the coconut, and I used to say to them, do you know how they catch monkeys? And they would look up to me and they would say, well, how? And I said, well, I've been told that they drill a hole into a coconut big enough for them to put their hand into the coconut. And in order to entice them to put their hands into the coconut, they also put in some little treats in the bottom of the coconut so that the monkey can grab the treats once they put their hands in. And so the monkey would put their hand in the coconut, grab the treat, but because their hands were now balled, their hand has, you know, they're balling it up as they cling to the little treat, they can't get their hand out of the coconut. And all they really need to do is to release the treat and their hand could come out. But because they want that treat more than anything, they will sit there and fight to hold on to the treat and at the same time pull to get their hands out. And while they are in the process of being engaged in that fighting of trying to get their hands out and holding on to the treat, then they can get captured by the hunter who is out to try to, you know, get them. And that was me, you know, that I was so busy looking for the way that I could overeat and still be skinny, meanwhile losing out on all of the things that the Lord had given to me. He had given me talents. He had just blessed me in many, many ways, and I was too busy into this craziness of the overeating venture of all of that, and that's really, really sad. In the reading, it talks about Jonah, a prophet of God, and it was very neat. Last night I was at church, and they were talking about the definition of a prophet. And one of the things that they said for a prophet's duty is to point out things to people as a warning, to give them warning. And so the Lord had made Jonah a prophet. That was part of his job. God had given him a mission to tell people when they were going wrong so that they could repent and turn around. But Jonah had his own agenda. And his agenda was that, no, he was not going to tell the people of Nineveh, because the people of Nineveh had been mean to his people, the Hebrews. And he didn't want them to repent from their ways. He wanted them to get punishment. So he made up his own agenda, that even though God had gifted him to do a certain thing, he decided that he was not going to do it. And I know that I have certainly done that. And I am praying too. As you listen to my voice, you pray for me, because I'm at a different stage of my life where I am looking at my gifts and my talents and wondering, you know, Lord, where do you want that? And I'm praying that I'm not running from something that he's making very obvious to me. And so that's what I need clarity for. And the devil knows that I need clarity. So of course, when I was eating, that was the main way to stop the clarity. Because when I am overeating, and by the grace of God, like I said, I have not had to do that since 1987, August 16th. But I can still remember it, and I pray to keep remembering it, because someone says that once we forget the misery, then we are in a prime position to go right back into repeating it. And so I want to keep it green enough so that when the devil comes masquerading, as the Bible says, as an angel of light, I can see the lie again for what it is. And so that's how, you know, the overeating, what it does is that it becomes so consumed in itself. You know, either I was consumed with how I was going to stop, you know, in the many different ways that I was going to try in order to stop, or I wanted to see how long I could take it. and not ruin my shape or, you know, whatever, or be found out or whatever it was. I was caught in the lie of the devil. And today I do not want to be that way. Later on, near the end, it speaks about the way that the Lord revealed to me in terms of how I abstain. And again, I want to point out that the Lord is showing me very clearly that He has different ways that people abstain. When I had written this, I put down, I embrace weighing and measuring, because that is definitely the way the Lord has revealed it to me personally. But I have certainly met people who have clean and clear and committed abstinence, and they have different ways of doing it. You know, so this is not to propagate again any one way to abstain. But I will really stress, be very, very honest, and make sure that if the Lord has called you to a particular way and you're fighting it tooth and nail, I can only share my experience, my strength, and my hope is that flip-flopping is also a way that the devil makes a person run in place. You know, and they're always, you know, oh, I'm looking for the perfect plan. It's like looking for the perfect spouse. He ain't out there, okay? And but there are, you know, many, many young men, or, you know, if you're a young woman looking for a husband, or, you know, vice versa, or whatever, you know, that there are many lovely human beings out there that are not necessarily perfect. But neither am I. I'm not perfect either. So I'm grateful that the Lord did teach me that lesson. And He has taught it to me in the food too. You know, sometimes people come and they look at my food plan and they go, "Oh, Pat, that, you know, do you know that this is blah 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 about whatever?" And I go, "Please," I said, "I know that this is not, you know, we're not talking about, you know, a pristine health issue, health plan. But this plan has kept me healthy, and I'm grateful for that, you know, very, very grateful for that." And that, you know, I just thank the Lord that He's given me a way today to abstain and to move on with my life and move on with the plan of spiritual growth and maturity, because that's what it is about for me. I want to be a mature Christian. I want to follow Him. I want to take the gifts that He has given to me and to serve Him with gladness each and every day. And so I want clean hands and I want a pure heart. And that can only be done for me, a compulsive overeater, with God honoring eating one day at a time. But I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to ask Myesha if she could share on this reading. Myesha?